do you think of that snake sleeping in that glass case over there, Yael?
If you're going to get a snake, get a lively one. What about the one that's slithering? Or just get both?
The problem is, the sleeping one's a female, and that slithering one's a male. I don't want snake babies wriggling all over my house.
Well, you may be dealing with that problem anyway. Female snakes can reproduce through parthenogenesis, virgin birth, in species that usually reproduce sexually.
How does that happen?
In short, a polar body, a cell that's formed when the body produces eggs, takes on the role of sperm and fertilizes an egg. Scientists used to think it only happened when there weren't any males around, as a last-ditch effort to save a species. But it turns out female snakes produce fatherless offspring even when males are available. When scientists collected pregnant copperhead and cottonmouth snakes from a field where males also lived and documented the genetics of the offspring after their birth, they found that one of the 22 copperheads and one of the 37 cottonmouths they'd captured had given birth parthenogenetically. That's a pretty high ratio. The scientists noticed that the copperhead was smaller than normal, so she might have been passed over by males. Another possible explanation for the virgin births is that it was a random reproductive mistake, maybe triggered by a virus or bacteria.
So, just out of pure curiosity, what other animals can give birth parthenogenetically?
28 species of lizards, some amphibians, birds, and sharks can do it. Don't worry, it's never been observed in any mammals.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at momentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.